from the days when, you know, I walked through droughts with Paul Keating and John Howard when I was an agri-political leader, and the forms that we put in place to give people household support and to basically put bread on their table until the rains did come, those forms have become incredibly complicated, and the requirement to use financial counsellors for perhaps all the right reason. I can certainly understand it when people in the meeting said to me that that's imposing an enormous amount of stress on people, and some of the forms are now computerised and the internet links aren't strong enough and you lose your link or you haven't got a computer that's operating at all. And when they say to me, look, we know you're trying to do the right thing, but you're actually in some cases adding to the stress of individuals, I mean, that does hurt me, and I will go back and I will talk to the Prime Minister about it, and I will talk to Kevin Andrews, the Human Services Minister, and of course I'll talk to Barnaby Joyce about what we perhaps could do to just take a bit of pressure off people. I'm not promising miracles, Chrissy, but I am saying that I have seen and heard, I saw the country coming in, I've heard from the people, I've been quite frankly a bit shaken by it, and I will go back and talk to the people about it.
And specifically, can I ask you what people in that meeting want the federal government to change?
Well, they did say it was too complicated, that the forms are too thick. So I'm going to take that all back. They do want help. They do want to be able to support their families during this time. They're not asking for a lot. They're just saying, can you do things that will basically keep us going and take the pressure off us? We don't understand why the form we filled in for interim household support now has to be redone on a computer, which, as I say, may not be working. It hasn't rained since I filled the first form in, so why do I have to fill another one in? I mean, they're all reasonable questions. As I say, I'm not making promises. There may be a whole lot of good reasons for the sorts of requirements that are being placed on graziers, but to be quite honest, I can't see those reasons at the moment. So I will go back, I will raise them, I will remind people, and they don't need it, but I will remind them that there are people out in the bush who are hurting. I'm sure we can improve things. We will have to improve things. My focus in that meeting, and what I've been thinking about for months now about farmers, is how do we actually just keep them going during this drought? There'll be a whole heap of new issues when the drought breaks, but the issue right now until the big rains come is how do you just keep people going? And that's what we need to focus on.
And just finally, you mentioned you were flying in. What did you make of the droughted landscape at the moment?
It was worse than I expected. I mean, I have been bracing myself for this for a week or so. I was very reluctant to come out into the drought because I knew how horrible it would be. And as a farmer, it always affects you, but it's actually worse than I thought it would be.
Federal Industry Minister Ian Macfarlane. David Arnold from the Remote Area Planning and Development Board says there does need to be transparency in how taxpayer funds are handed out to drought-affected producers. But he says the current process is tedious, and feedback from financial counsellors is that some people are not applying for household drought relief because it's too hard.
It is at that point where they just can't devote the time to it in amongst everything else of running the property, that it is just too difficult to apply for. We gave the Minister a range of practical examples of some of the duplication in a range of the forms that just seems over the top. The information is there. So, yeah, I'd reiterate, fully support transparency in giving out taxpayers' dollars, but when you're just trying to get dollars out to allow people to exist, I think there's an easy way to do it.
Do you have any confidence that there will be changes as a result of this roundtable?
There is no doubt the Minister took everything on board, but I've no doubt that he will go back and talk to Minister Joyce, Minister Andrews, and just see if they can smooth the process out a bit. And that, I think that's all that, in this particular case, that's all that's being looked for, is to smooth the process out. It's not about getting money if you're not entitled to and get an easy handout. It's about smoothing the process out so people under a high degree of stress aren't really being stressed a lot more just to put food on their table. There is a high degree of hurt, and we also put across to the Minister the hurt across the small business sector. This drought is really impacting across the entire community.